Rhino Records has just released a 6-CD set called Beg, Scream, and Shout, the big old box of 60s soul. Coming at a time when vintage soul music is being used in commercials, on TV shows, and in the movies, you'd think the storehouse of good music might be exhausted. But rock critic Ken Tucker says this collection of 144 songs unearths some fine, fresh examples of the genre.
There's a steady relentlessness in Freddie Scott's voice and in the arrangement of that song, Are You Lonely For Me Baby, that summons up a whole world with the vividness of a film noir scene, as Scott drives home to his girlfriend all night long, using his desire as caffeine. The selection of that song, Freddie Scott's only hit, typifies the good taste of Beg, Scream, and Shout. It includes a lot of great stuff you've heard a thousand times, with relatively obscure gems like that one, which unaccountably stalled on the pop charts at number 39 in 1966. Not making it any higher was this bit of wickedly satirized race relations, The Funky Judge by Bull and the Matadors. You may not have heard that one before, but most of the material on Beg, Scream, and Shout adheres to the classic soul canon we all know. Even the ones from famous names turn out to be shrewd selections that haven't yet been co-opted by baby boomer ad agency execs. The Supremes' Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart is surely their most obsessed, urgent work. Seven Rooms of Gloom by the Four Tops is their most gorgeously despairing. And while Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage has been justly lauded many times as a masterpiece of longing and regret, who wouldn't want to hear it again? There you were, beautiful. The promise of love was written on your face. You let me on with untrue kisses. The best thing this collection does is to shine the spotlight on people who were just out of its glare in the 60s, like O.V. Wright, a Tennessee gospel singer who went secular in Memphis at producer Willie Mitchell's High Records studio. There he cut this fine ballad that uses the judicial system as a metaphor for romance on this 1967 cut, Eight Men, Four Women.
I dreamed that love was a crime. I was alone, so lonely and blue. You know why? Because eight men and four women, Lord, they found me guilty of loving you.
Loving you.
As they
I think soul represents nothing less than the high point of American popular music. Created by African-American musicians aiming for commercial and cultural outreach, it sought and found a universal audience. Conceived at a time when the dream of America was integration, it became a genre of unmatched scope and range. As the title of this collection is intended to remind you, there's no mood or emotion that soul did not manage to dramatize. Beg, Scream, and Shout doesn't tell the whole story of soul music. You have to build your own library for that. But it can stand as a first-rate introduction.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.